parasha in Vayechi, you have the Brachos to the Shvatim. The one that stands out in a lot of ways is Yosef. First of all, there's two parashas of Brachos, but there are a lot of different pratim about Yosef that stand out, and try to understand a little bit what is the nekuda that's miyuchat to Yosef. First of all, Yosef is the only one that has a bracha for children. Sai in the beginning, but in specifically everyone else had the Gevura and the Malchus and the Oysher and so on and so forth. Bircha Shadayim V'Rocham is miyuchad to Yosef HaTzadik. That's his bracha. L'chura, the brachas of having children should be for everybody. I mean, that's the first bracha is Zera and so on. And yet, the bracha specifically for Zera is Shaykh to Yosef. Chazal say, when it says Birchois Ataivas Givas Oilam, so the Pasha Pshat of the word Taiva means Gvul, Ktsei Gvul. The Medrash says that Dova that Givas Oilam was Misavet to, I'm giving you the Bracha. Givas Oilam is the Avis, and what the Avis wanted, I'm giving to you. In other words, the Iker Bracha of the Avis, I'm channeling to you. Yosef is very chashev and so on. But the Loshin that Taivas give us Olam. In other words, the Brachas that are the Taiva and the Tshuka of Avis is the Bracha that I'm giving to you. And why? Very strange lashon. Birchas avicha gover birchas harei. Fine. In other words, the brachas of the avos goes to you. I understand, but that the specifically what the givus oilam when it's avet to, that's what I'm giving to you. Rashi says birchas shadayim v'rocham. Rashi says the pashup shad is shadayim is nursing and rocham's meloshen rechem. Rashi says birchas shadayim is means the zocher, like it says, like the word shodi means yore yore, it means to shoot, because the zeras yore kechets. Why specifically be mismakir on that tchuna? It's a description of that koyach, but it seems very very roundabout way to pick on a certain nekuda of having children, the fact that the zera zera kechetz, it's very very strange. The beginning of the parasha here and the beginning of brachas is called Bein Peiras Yosef. So Chazal darshnit miloshen para verava, and they say you became big. It says mi peiras ravisa and mi paras ravisa. Very not a clear lashon in the medrash, but it means either that he became big from two halaymis, one concerning paras, one concerning peiras. The second pshat is, the other pshat is that mi peiras ravisa means you were zeicha to peri verivya. Mi paras ravisa, you became big through the Cholam of Paris. But definitely the Inyan of Pir Virivya is associated specifically with Yosef. And it needs a hasbe. You see, through and through in the parasha, that seems to be his Nakuda, and we need to understand what's that Inyan, why is it Chach Yosef. In the beginning of the parasha, you have over here the bracha to Yosef. A meyuchadik bracha, chutz min aminya from the shvatim, and a bracha was that it would split into two shvatim. There is no real yisrain. I mean, Rashi matazach, there is no real yisrain in having two shvatim. You don't really get twice as much karka, because anyway it goes kefir chlusin and so on. It's more in, I guess, the name. It's more that it's called that way than that there's any real difference. In other words, the chelek is side by side divided back again, and it goes to feed the people, and it's predetermined. But al kapanim, it has a shem that it's two shvatim rather than one shevet. So I mean, and yet in here it's given over that this is ke'ilu the bracha of all the shvatim. He was mevarach all the shvatim b'toiras shvatim and Yosef b'toicham. And then there's a whole separate parasha of a yichud of a bracha miuchedes for Yosef that is the bracha of the whole first bracha. And we need to get a sense of what is the mahus of that bracha that he's giving him. They should split into two shvatim, and they are like your children are like my children. The one more nekuda that you find here in that bracha is it says v'yidgu l'roi b'kerav ha'aretz, that they should become like dogim, that just like dogim, ayin hara is not shaylet in them, so too it should not be shaylet. In the bracha ben perseis, it also says that there's no shlit of ayin hara. The Gemara, we've mentioned the Gemara in a lot of places, but what's shver to understand is where we're drawing that inyan from. It says ma dogim, ain ayin shaletes behem, so you ayin should not be shaylet. Kedogim alol sheporim v'robim ve'ein ayin hora shaletes behem. The shaila is, there's a reason why in dogim ayin hora is not shaylet, because it says that it's covered. Ayin hora is only shaykh in something that's begolui. A dova somim min ayin, almost by definition, is not shaykh to ayin hora, because the ayin can only be shaylet something it sees. If you cover the eye in the Zayin Hara, like it says by Alexandria, they cover up the eye is needs to see it. So dogim amechuse bayam, so of course there's no eye that's shaylet in them. How do you tell that to Yosef or to a person? You can't say that. Even you're telling somebody like this, Ayin Hara shaylet only in a dova goli, and you're going to and the dovas only dovas goli, and therefore everything that's samui ayin hara is not shalit. You are going to be goli, and just like it's not shalit in samui, it's not shalit in goli. What's the just like? I mean, you're asking for dovas v'fuchai. You're telling me that dogim there's no shalit of ayin hara. So if dogim would be the same like people, they'd both be exposed, but there's a special kayach. So I can make a tzushto and say you should be like that. If I tell somebody, you know, you can be like Reuven. Reuven has Barak the same kashrinus as you, and whatever he's gotten to, you could be the same. But if I tell somebody, no, Reuven, who's got a marvelous, tremendous, genius head, and this and that and all the other things, you should be like him. I mean, I'm saying, Be'etzim, what I'm saying is, I should not be like him. I can't be like him, because you're already pointing out the difference. If the reason why Dogim, there's no shlita of Ayin Hara and Dogim is because they're Mechusa, so Yosef was the Melech Mitzrayim, and his Shevet is, and it's Meloy Agoyim, and they're going to be tremendous. Where are you making a mushal from Koyach Hadag? So stay stam a bracha, Kosh Bochus, and make a Shemi Ayin Hara. But what's the mushal you're taking from, what's the dugma you're taking from the Koach of the Dag? That is the nekuda of Yosef's not being nishat by inhar and so on. So we're going to try to understand a little bit here a certain nekuda about Yosef. Specifically, the nekuda it has to do with Yosef's being a hemshach of Yaakov. The reason why Yosef got this special bracha obviously is because he's the ben zkunim of Yaakov. He is the Yaakov's personification. This is Yaakov Madura Beis, and in that koyach, that's where we're going to find why he gave him a special bracha and a lot of the muhus of the special bracha. But we have to try to understand in what inyan. Where is the nekuda of Yaakov that is nimshach to Yosef? Which nekuda specifically is the one that's nimshach that brings out all these inyanim? So let's start by asking a little bit of let's think about something a second. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with a mahalach of this eitz and this peiros. In every peiros, there's zera, that gives us the same pre over and over again. The bracha of Oysa Prelimineu is that it stays forever. Apples have been apples from Bracious till today. Unless you tamper with it, apples remain apples. And unless you work with it, the koyach of Piri Verivi and the Bria is that when you give Paris, you give the same Paris as was there before, or else it would stop being. In Adam, on the physical level, you also find that same inyan, that it's the same type of people, the same physical person. The one area where you find that it's not like that is what we call Yiridas HaDeiris. In the Mahalach of Deiris, it is almost axiomatic that the Deiris, the later Deiris, will be lesser than the first Deiris. Even the Pasuk says, it'll be lesser, and you still have to go with it. L'chura mitzad the bracha and the bria. We could say that since it's bechira, people can do better, can do worse. We can say that it doesn't have to be the same, because every single person has his own bechira to choose for good or for bad and so on. That is definitely something that is possible. But that there should be a straight downward curve going from chshivas to not chshivas, a lessening of deiros, would be almost as if we would, in nature, we would have to see apples become less and less apple, less and less tasty, and less and less fruity, or whatever it is. We'd have to see a steady downward akhasha of Paris. It's not like that. And the human beings also not. The human beings are the same, depending on the conditions of where they live. But mitzad, the physical being itself, it's the same thing. And yet, in the mitzad that Tzolmol came, mitzad the Ruchnius, there is a very clearly accepted axiom of Yiridas HaDeiros. And so, if the Mahalach of Piri V'Rivia is a Mahalach in the Bria, it should be klapi this also. So I want to start with Rambam. Like all in Yonim, the Rambam, it's Darshan on Kama Yifanim. The Rambam in Deis, in Perek Dalet, speaks about the what is a healthy way of living. That he has a whole Perek on it. And one inyan that he says here, and it's built on a Gemara by Shim Ben Geira, it says like this. Yutes, Perek Dalet Yutes. Shichva Zera, hi koyach haguf v'chayov u'me'or he'inayim. Shichva Zera is the koach of the guf. It is his chiyus and or naim. V'chol she'teitze b'yoyse haguf kolo v'koyche kolo v'chayiv oivdim husham shem v'chochmosei al titin l'noshim chelcho. It's a pasuk in Mishlei that a person shouldn't give away his koach to noshim. And the chol ha'shoto v'bilo zikna kafetzol, that's a gemara v'koyche tasha, and so on and so forth. So in chachme roifim v'cholu. So the Rambam here tells us a klal in refuah, that since it's this is the koyach and the chiyus and so on and so forth, therefore if a person is marbe, it takes away his chiyus and so on, and he builds it on tupsu on a pasuk al titen the noshim chelcha, and he builds it on a chazal by because he's marbe b'tashmish, that's why zikna kovtzalov and so on. Let's understand this a minute. Let's understand a minute what the point of it is. So mitzad refuah, it's refuah, but it's a pasuk, and it's chazal and so on. A person who is a person's, if you ask yourself mitzad the nefesh ha'adam, what is his koyach achius? Of all the koyaches hanefesh, what is the etzem chius? You would say the koach of rotzen or tshuka. In other words, that which the person desires is his chiyus. It says by Lazar ben Hodaya that when he did tshuva he died. It says because since his tshuva was to be misnatic from Arias, and since Arias was so deeply embedded in his koichas nefesh, his tshuka for Arias was his nefesh, you couldn't have one without the other. The koyach harotzen and its corollary, the koyach hatshuka, are the atzmius of the person's chiyus. That is what a person is. And therefore a person is it says Vayisi Yaakov Esraglov, if you hear a good psura, Vatchi Ruach Yaakov Avihem, anytime a person's rotzen is fulfilled, it gives him chiyus. That's Nachas Ruach. The tshuka is the etzem chiyus of the person. If a person feels tshuka and his tshuka is nismale, the person lives. If not, he doesn't. It says Kol Oichel Tesayev Nafshom VeYagiu Atshari Mavis. When a person no longer has tshuka, he's dead. Mitzad the Nefesh Adam, a person who's depressed, it means there's a lack of desire. Period. Nothing. He doesn't want anything anymore. Doesn't care for anything anymore. And therefore, it's VeYagiu Atshari Mavis. So the person's Koach Hachius and tshuka is one and the same. The person, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gave the world a mahalach, that be'etzem it chiyus itself is forever. Yaakov Avinu is loy meis. The mitzad v'chay lo'olam, if it's a chayim v'chay lo'olam. Chiyus is eternal. It's not, it should not be bound by anything that's around. Just like things that are ruchnius are not bound, are not defined by things that are gashmius. The v'chay lo'olam should be the normal matzah. That's what Adam should have been. What happened in the Aveira? So just like if a person were to take, if you take a seed, l'mashal, and you grow it, it will constantly grow again and again and again. If you cut off part of the seed, it will not grow, or it will certainly be very crippled, and it will falter at some point and not be able to perpetuate. The only time a person can, if a person diverts part of that koyach achius, then no longer is it it's no longer viable, and it might go on for a while, but it's going to falter and falter and finally disappear, just like if you take off some part of the seed and so on. Mitzad koyches hanefesh, if a person's koyach achius and tshuka was focused on him, on kulei toiv, then there is no makom for chet. So Kolzman Adam Arishon was not chayte. So then, just like seeds are perpetual, koyach achiyus is perpetual, and Adam would have lived forever. Whatever that meant not in that context, Adam's living would be not touched by anything. The Aveira, before he even did the Aveira, forget about the eating from Eitz Hadas, but it was Taiva Leinayim, was Nechmod Laskil, his Korach Achius was absorbed by a different by a Taiva. And once his Korach Achius lost its umph, instead of the Korach Achius being focused, if his entire Metzius and Chiyus would be focused on what it should be focused on, then he would be Tzor B'Tzor HaChayim. That would be his Metzius. But the minute he allowed some of his Taiva to irrigate the Taiva Leinayim, or the even the Nechmad, and then it became already a drained off Samba's Karachias. It split it, and b'meila there was no Karachias that it could go on. That was Adam's Pagam and his Chait. In Koyches HaAdam, that's what the Rambam says. When a person is the zera is the koyach ha'adam and his chius on. I'm not talking about the physical darga that he's talking about, but I'm talking about the oimik. It's not something that is a. It's the pshat is the tshuka, the koyches ha'tshuka of a person are expressed in a zera, and that's the strongest type and tshuka a person has. If he allows it to drain off, in other words, he diverts it to something else, then he loses of his chiyus. That's what Shlomo Melech Satit Lenoshim Chelcha and so on. Anytime a person now, there is a distinction. It says by Yaakov, he told him. You know, Havali and Rachel, and Rashi has Kalsha B'Kalm, don't speak like that. It says by Leah, she said that Aschaticha, and Chazal say, because they were Mis'ave to be Maimed Shvatim, therefore it's not a Pagam, and therefore it's not a Loshna, it's not Nekia. The Pshad is, If the entire tshuka and rotzen of a person is for having for what it's supposed to be, then it's not going anyplace else, because the same mitzvah's essay of milah and matzah and shechitas korban pesach is perivrivia is first. So if a person's entire tachlis mitzvah is tshuka was to be Maimed Shvatim, then that chius is completely kept for its tachlis. There is no drain off that chius. And therefore Yaakov Avinu's darga was a darga where, since Leroy Kerem Yomov, his entire mitzias of tshuka was for toiv. So b'meila, there was no pagam over here, because the taiva wasn't going any other place but for where it's supposed to go. The koyach achias was going for chayim, and that was right. The Yaakov Avinu's leiro kerem yomav is an expression of this koyach itself to make it completely focused on what it's supposed to be. Rashi says over here, we mentioned Rashi. Rashi says that Bir Shadayim V'Rocham, that Shadayim is Miloshen Zriya because Zorba Kecheitz. Zorba Kecheitz, and again, there's a physical reality that's Nagea Hilchis Patsua Daka and Karashavcha. There's a reality of what's the Pshat in such a Bria. The Teretz is, in order that a person should be meilit kidugmasai, it has to be in a oifin that kol kuloi is focused on it. If it's like a seed, if part of it is diverted somewhere, then it's already not beseder. It's like a genetic flaw. If a gene is missing something, it might be viable for a generation or two, it might be viable for a few years, but you already, once you've cut into the etzem chiyus, you already made it less viable. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz used to say over, it says in the Pasuk, David HaMelech says, "Hein bechet yechemesani imi," that I was conceived in chet. So Reb Chaim used to say, every conception that we have has an element of chet, because it's never free of taiva. Nobody ever does it 100% shemaim, so there's always some sort of nekuda of taiva. I'd like to add a knech to it. The word chet, the Maral says, comes from the word like lahachti asamatara, to miss the target. That's so he says the word chet is where it's not on target. That's the morals. But it's amazing. It's an amazing use of the lashon. If the koyach of the zriya ketikunoi is yoyer kechet, then the chet is lahachtias amatara. Then the chet is that the zera spreads to koyach hatayv as well. I am feeding the koyach hatayv as well, and therefore I'm losing out from I'm part of the koyach achius. So just like Moshe Madav Adayma, a person goes ahead to do something, to do a chesed with great cheshik. So he'll do it wholeheartedly, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the koyach to do it, he'll do it. Let's say part of the reason he's doing the chesed is because he wants a little bit covered also. So part of the cheshik is I want to help the person. Part of it is because it's a little bit covered. So I'm not doing it so full-hearted anymore. I don't have the koyach achius so much, and therefore it's already not 100% of my koyach achius. And if it needs 100%, it's not going to happen. So so you have the koyach of the central koyach in Adam, the central koyach of his chius, is his tshuka. And if a person were to focus his entire koyach in that, then in a chinami, then the pirya and rivya of the second door would be the same as the first door, would be the same as the third door, just like apples. As long as the genes haven't been tampered with, they will be apples l'netzach nitzachim. The same thing would be true of koyach ha'adam. If a koyach ha'adam, if mitzad koyach ha'nefesh, a person's all his maisim and his hamadas shvatim would be focused for the tachlis, his entire koyach achias would be in the toiv, then there wouldn't be any letdown and so on and so forth. Let's go back to Yosef and then you were talking about Yaakov Avinu's one manifestation of koyach emes was that leiroi kerem miyamov, that there was no lahachtias amatara. It was completely focused on the emes. And b'meila he was the only one that was maimid kedugmasai. Avram had a Yishmael also, Yitzhak had an Esav. Yaakov's shvatim were all the perfect reflection of him, because there wasn't anything of his koyach hanefesh that went out, and that's why Yaakov could use language like havali. Yaakov could vayishak. All of those ashenis is because there wasn't a taruvis in it of anything else. Even big tzaddikim, the Ramchal, when he speaks about the mitzvah, the midos, you know, there's zeros and zrizos which are doing mitzvahs, and in mitzvah ma'isim doing all of them. Nikias is to start being mevar the ma'isim, that there is no kivun, there's no focus on anything but what it should be. That was Yaakov's midah. Yosef was a special expression of that midah. Yosef was somebody who had an extraordinary test, mitzad koyach hatayva, and b'meila, by being oymed b'nisoyen, he established that nekudah in Klal Yisrael. And that's why he had shvatim, because nothing was lost from Yaakov. That's the bracha of shvatim. I don't know on the practical level, I don't know, but mitzad the maila shaboy, in other words, that mahalach, that perfection, if it's perfect, it never loses anything. That was Yosef b'toras hemshach of Yaakov. In Yaakov was maimed an av, not a shevet, in Yosef, and that's why Yosef could have shvatim. That was the bracha of him. The when that, it's interesting, when he was very shocked by Ephraim Menashe, this Nisakim Ruch HaKodesh, he asked, you know, mi Eila, and Yosef showed him Shtar Eris and Shtar Ksuba. What was the problem? In other words, what was the avera that was Choshed Yosef? What was the problem? If Yosef was Nazana of a lot of people, if he was Nichshol and Nashim, so he didn't bring all his illegitimate children there. I mean, what was the Shas? He thought it wasn't Yosef's children. He thought she's Nashim. What was the Kedushin and Ksuba? The Rambam says Kedushin is only after Matan Torah. So good, they were Noye Kedushin. But there was no, it wasn't a terrible, what was Kedushin? And Ksuba is also Takana or Daraisa. What's Kedushin and Ksuba? The issue with Ish Batif was Ish's Ish. So if he would have been Nichshol with other people, it's one thing. But what was the Shaila here? Well, the Teretz is the Chiyus of Kedushin and Ksuba is Kedushin is that I'm Yachid of the Tachlis before there's Ishus. Kedushin is being Miyachid somebody for Ishus means the purpose is there before the Maisa. So the pshat is he showed him that the issues was also a perfect issues, and whatever reason it didn't come out, but it wasn't mitzad chisorin of Yosef's meisim and so on. So Yosef stole tzichtzu to his av in that mahalach of being goder and shomer and taiva, and b'melech he could be maimed shvatim because the natural mahalach would be that every door would be a shevet, because why would it get lost in doors? The bracha also, and that was the later brachas when he said a taivas give us oilam. You are the fulfillment of the taiva of the avis. In other words, the way the Medrash learns, the entirety of tshuka of avis lies in you. You bear the entire koyachis. It's like this is what they wanted. So b'meila you have 100% of the taiva of the givus olam, and b'meila you're getting the berachos hadayim v'racham, because if you have in yourself 100% of the tshuka of the avos, then you have in yourself 100% to give it over vaita. That's the mokum that it's royu to be completely to be maimed the darius and so on. And like we said before, that's the Loshon Shadayim V'Rocham, Loshon Shadi, Chitza, Loshon Yerik HaChetz. It's nothing was lost on the way to having you, and b'meila nothing will be lost on the Hemshep. I want to explain the second Nikud as well. We asked about Ayin Hara and not being open for Ayin Hara like Dogim, what's a Tzustel. The Nakuda is like this. We think that the reason why on somebody that's hidden, Ayin Hara is not Shoilet because nobody can see it. L'chor, that's automatic. It's much deeper than that. Let's give him a little bit of a dogma. People, there are sometimes a criminal tries to attack somebody. He wants to rob somebody. He sees somebody walking, and he wants to rob somebody. So he will attack him no matter what. But a lot of times you have a matziv where you walk by a bunch of teens or whatever it is, and if you're oblivious to them, they're oblivious to you. If you kind of feel some sort of keilu interaction, you're afraid of them, you don't like them, you're uncomfortable, and they sense it, that creates an interaction, and they start up. A getter like says, Vayeva, because Meloshin Chibur. There's a certain, if I'm oblivious to society, then a lot of times society will be oblivious to me. If I mind my own business, I don't give over the sense that I'm being mischabed to you, so fine. But if somebody gets a sense that I'm looking at him, that I'm following him, that I'm kriching in his kishkes, even if I don't say anything, there will be a backlash. There will be, in other words, a lot of the engagement of a person with another person is totally, it's mutual. If I have the sense of that I have wealth and I have a nice car and it's nice to everybody else, and I feel good about it and proud about it, so on and so forth, then everyone else will say, look at that. Look at who does he think he is, and what kind of terrible thing it is, and why should I have all the money, b'chulu, b'chulu, b'chulu. If the person's mohus is, I'm completely not shayach to here, then it will not arouse a reaction, because I'm be'etzem menutik from the sviva. Everyone knows that there are wealthy people. Everybody knows that there are. If I see a huge limousine driving down the street, I don't say, "Wow, mechetesi should have such a big limousine. I have such an old car," and so on and so forth. You know, the person doesn't usually think like that. But if my next door neighbor, somebody I interact with, somebody that I'm kind of part of that metzias, there is a mutual give and take on that. Dugim live in their own world. It's not because they're mechuse, the Ayin Hara doesn't reach them. It's because they live in their own world. That's why they're mechuse. The mechuse is a reflection because Dagim live in their own metzias. They're not part of the metzias of Yabasha. And the Mela, they have their own world. So the Mela, they're mechuse. Water is clear. The Teretz is, it's a different world. It's like if a person would walk by in a kindergarten and see kids, one kid just this way, one kid just that way, 99% of the person doesn't even notice it. It's not his world. He could be walking through it and it's not his world. Dagim, the reason why Ayin Hara is not shoylet them starts with the Dagim themselves. Dagim are a bria that is shayach to the Yam. Yam is menutik from Yabasha. It's not part of Metzias. B'mel it's mechusa. B'mel nobody sees it. It's a hemshich of their Metzias. Ayin Hara is shoylet in somebody that mitzad himself. If the person wants to look attractive, then everybody says, mechateisa, who do you think he is? What is this? What is that? If the person is not shayach to the world around him, then the world around him has no shayachistim either. It's not shaylet. It's a midah. The bracha that Yosef HaTzadik got was, v'yidgul aroiv b'kerev ha'aretz, is that just like Dagim found their own metzias, and they don't latch on at all to the outside metzias, then they live on themselves. By an Isha it says, you know, ve'elof shukaseich bu'yim sholbach. If some of your tshuka is feeding that person, if some of your tshuka is to that person, then you're under his shlita. The chassidim say, the kaskas in the sharp way say, and if it's ve'elof shukaseich hitim sholbach. And it's true, if a person needs something else, that becomes a shoylet on him. And if he's independent, if he doesn't need it, then he's his own balabas. Yosef HaTzadik, if he's goder in arayas and he's not nimshach to nashim, then the mele, there's no shlita on him. The b'noi sadu aleishur, the fact that it says, and he didn't look at them. Rashi says the Ben Parah says the reason why the world has such a bachein to look on Yosef is because Yosef doesn't look at the world, and b'meila the world is nimshach to Yosef, and without kina, without any sense of ayin hara. That's the second half of it. That because Yosef is goder in his taiva, the mele, his metzias is complete in itself, and the world doesn't take away from his metzias. He's not feeding the nashim with his chayil. The mele, the nashim have no shrit and kach over him. It's interesting. There's Opi Kabbalah and Chassidim very makpid. There's Shevim Tat. They're working on various. But I want to speak about it more in a general sense. A person can split his time and asokim between a lot of things. It is true. Yes, a person can work for his parnasa. A person can learn. A person can daven. A person can be oisik with his family. A person can do chasadim. Not only is it possible, it has to be that way. Whatever Oyfa Kadosh Baruch Hu meted out to a person, it has to be. And it is possible to split it in different ways because that's the metzias of the Welt. Quote Rabbi Shmuel, you know, there's Torah, there's Melacha, there's Kfar, there's Aroi, but Becholifin, they can't, that's not a stira. What is a stira is taiva. if a person is nimshach tashirus, in as much as a person has a tshuka for tashirus, he doesn't have a tshuka for ruchnis. In much as a person has a tshuka for nashim or for taiva sachil or whatever taiva, it's lacking in a person. A big maspid can eat lunch and it doesn't shter the learning. But daydreaming about pizza takes away from learning. That's the metzias. In koyach achius of a person is meted out with a koyach achius that is what he needs for achius. The first expression of koyach achius is tshuka, and that is our sense when we want to try to grab a person and say what's his koach achius, then his tshuka is his koach achius. That which he has tshuka for, he's vayechi Yaakov. He does with he's alive and so on. He can give it over. He can speak passionately about it. He can express himself. He can be mashpi on people. When a person talks about something that means something to him, there's a chius that goes over to somebody else. And if a person feels there were gedoyle oilam that were not phenomenal speakers and they were tremendously mashpia, and the reason was when Reuven speaks about Talmud Torah, he means it. Avada Talmud Torah is a good thing and it's a wonderful thing and it's great and it's fine, but the person has other things also in his life, so it doesn't. It's not Yerik Hates. So b'meil it's not moilin anything. When you hear somebody who is kol kulay Torah, and that's all his metzias is, and the person says there's nothing in the world but Talmud Torah, then it's mashpia because it has the koyach hazria of it's oisah peres liminehu, because the entire zera is there, the entire koyach hatshuka nechias that a person lies in it, and that's always mashpia. There are many different oifanim of a person being goyder himself in other things in order to grow in ruchnius, and all of those oifanim are practical. You know, this person does less of this, he has more time to learn, and so on. But it depends in different circumstances and different oifanim and different people and so on. One person needs more doing this, one person needs more doing that. Those are all on the level of the practical. The place that there's no makom for compromise is mitzad de koichas of tshuka. If a person feels he's involved in something that it's not just a need, but that he's mishtoikik for it, then that is to the detriment of his ruchnistic activities. There's no two ways about it. The koach hatshuka is either there complete, and then it's self-perpetuating always, or you've given some of that chayil to nashim, and then it stops being yerek hachetz, and it's sluggish. The first phase might work, the second phase gets less, and the third phase gets even less. It keeps going downhill. And that's why there was a big kpeda from mechanchim, I mean, in Shiva and so on, to try to avoid any activity that a person, if you see somebody's nimshach for something else, that is dangerous. Doing something else is not dangerous, but being nimshach to something where your heart nesham is in something else, that's problematic. Sometimes you can't avoid it. A person has to eat, so you can work a little bit on time as a chila, but at the end of the day, it's not going to. But there are things that a person does, and he's very nimshach abasrayhu. That's where he has to make a serious cheshbon if he can withdraw from it, because that compromises the etzem koach achias of learning, and ruchnis. The parasha, I mean, we're finishing the parasha of the Avos. Avos means they were the ones. This is the primary stage of Klal Yisrael that determines l'dayra dayris whether it will flounder and kind of fizzle out, or whether it will have the koyach achius of the chay loylam. That's the crossing point over here. It's totally in that, in this nekuda. It's totally in the etzem chias and chuk of the Adam. Like the Rambam says, the koach, the zera Adam, which we explained as the etzem koyach hatshuka, to be moilid, mazri, and so on, is the chiyus of the person. If the person allows it, if the person shares it with anything, then he's automatically pronounced a death sentence on the etzem koyach hachiyus. Just like Adam, v'yom achol chamois tomus. It took hundreds of years, but it was it. It was not the full life force. It was no longer your kachetz, and the mele couldn't be moilid kudmusay. If the more a person is able to draw his koach hatshuka, his passion, his drive, his neshama into dvarim shelchius, the more it lasts and perpetuates itself. When a person has a problem with his cheshik for ruchnius, then part of the problem will also be because there are other things that he's sharing his cheshik with. Not so much his time, not so much his work, but his cheshik with it. The more a person is able to get it, the bracha, and the less other things have a shlita on him. If a person doesn't care for money, then the money doesn't have a shlita over him. If a person doesn't care for taivis nashim, the nashim don't have a shlita over him. He disconnects from that world. The less a person cares about what people think about him, their opinion affects him less. Everything in the world that a person feeds with his koach hachiyus, he becomes beholden to it. The more a person is able to be vayesov, he osfa, the more a person is able to withdraw and retain his entire koach hachiyus and tshuka and focus it, yorei kachetz, on what is supposed to be focused, then the b'kor v'em shmi v'shem avoysai, he retains the same koach that went into him, he's able to retain fully. The person is able to keep passing it on without losing it, and the person's not affected by the world, because if he lives in his world and his koyches are for himself, then the world has no koach or shlita over him.